They look cute and cuddly and are recognised the world over, but there are grim predictions this morning that koalas are heading towards extinction in parts of Queensland and New South Wales. The warning comes from conservation group WWF Australia. It's calling on state governments to do more to protect the Australian icon, claiming land clearing is rapidly destroying the mammal's bush habitats. Bonnie Simons-Brown reports.
Go for a smell. I'm going to go back home.
Kate Ryan is preparing to release Dave the koala back into the wild. Her property in southwest Sydney borders the Campbelltown Koala Colony, and it's here that she spent the last 10 years caring for sick and stranded native animals.
I've got a little 3-kilo back rider and Stinky Dave.
Why do you call him that?
Because he stinks. He's a typical male koala. He's giving off really powerful scent gland smells, and you can smell him a mile off.
Dave was found 10 days ago sitting in the middle of a nearby road. He wasn't injured, but he wouldn't move on. A short stay at Kate's, and he's now ready to go home.
Straight up to the first fork in the tree, and he's just, as you can see, he's just listening, he's looking, he's perusing his surroundings. It's what we like to see.
While Campbelltown's koala population is stable, in other parts of the country, koala numbers are in steep decline. Researchers for WWF Australia say land clearing is mostly to blame. Dr. Martin Taylor estimates nearly 180 koalas died as a result of bushland bulldozing in southeast Queensland alone between 2013 and 2015.
This is really the tip of the iceberg, because we're looking at hundreds of koalas more that are actually admitted to wildlife hospitals. There's the effect of destruction of their habitat by bulldozers, but there's also the legacy of that, which means just more cars, more dogs, more accidents waiting to happen for koalas.
Dr. Taylor's findings are part of two new reports by WWF Australia to mark Endangered Species Day. The group warns of localised extinctions if more isn't done to stop development encroaching on koala habitats.
A government has to bite the bullet and put in strong protections for not just for koalas but for all our wildlife. The problem is there's so many get-out-of-jail-free cards for all the industry that want to destroy habitat.
The koala is currently listed as vulnerable in Queensland, New South Wales and the ACT. Conservation biologist Dr. Christine Adams-Hosking also contributed to the WWF reports.
Until I think the public wants change, I don't think anything's going to improve for the koalas.
She says even stable koala populations like the one in Campbelltown are at risk.
Stable for how long, I guess, is always a question.
Dr. Christine Adams-Hosking ending that report by Bonnie Simons-Brown.